You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Shit, yeah.
We are about to kick off quite a powerful Cocktail Corner. Madam George is in the house. Got Pablo and Andrea here. Welcome aboard, gents.
Hey guys, good to be here.
Also got BFM Drive alumni Chris Statt just sitting in to see if Cocktail Corner's still what it was.
Yep, g'day. Happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Right on.
Feeling thirsty.
There's flash photography. What has Madam George whipped up for BFM this evening, Jens?
So what we thought is we bring you one of the new drinks that we are working for on this summer menu.
Okay.
Chinar base with Mancino.
Okay, I don't know what any of those things are.
Oh, that's all right. And then we're going to introduce you to a little surprise, which is kind of our vermouth program that we are working on.
Wait, a vermouth program?
That's right.
What is that? Is that like some kind of helpline situation?
Oh, no. It's not a... Yeah, 0800 vermouth.
You need more vermouth.
800 vermouth. So something cool to start the afternoon with, and then a little digestive to finish the night off.
Sounds great, man. Madam George, I know, is strong in the cocktail game, so I'm looking forward to this for sure.
Woohoo! All right.
Take it away. Make all the noise you like as well. It's
brilliant. So today we're going to make a quite sort of tall drink, a bit refreshing, a bit... You know, quite full on.
Playing the weather.
Yeah, exactly. So we're gonna start with 45 milliliters of Chinar. Chinar is, as you said, I don't know what it is.
I'll have to smell everything.
Of course.
John likes to smell everything, and I'll just...
Here we go.
I'll let you know what I think. It smells like alcohol to me. So it's kind of like a bittery vibe.
You know what?
Shit, what does it remind me of?
Ooh.
Don't mouth it, you can just say it. I don't
pretend like I know.
Artichokes.
Artichokes, really? Yeah, so it's basically a bitter liqueur from Italy.
Nice.
There's usually these like heaps of herbs.
What's the name one more time?
Chinar. Chinar means chinara in Latin.
It's a green bottle, ladies and gentlemen, with like a kind of a red label. And lovely old font. Where's that from?
That's the artichoke.
That's an artichoke.
Oh, there you go. Well, taken care of.
So this is a beautiful...
I thought it was a bud.
It's a beautiful digestive that we usually offer at Madame George as well.
Is that like a before bed kind of thing?
Yeah.
So like in the Jaeger family.
You can... No.
It's an
Jaeger family here.
Okay, fight.
Okay. It's not touching Jaeger family here.
Italian.
Fair enough.
No. Your coffee? Why not? Yeah. This has got like a little bit of a kick. But not Jäger. Okay.
Right on. So right. In with a bit of that.
You can do Chinar bombs.
Chinar bombs, okay. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That's the first.
We're back.
And after that, we are going to balance the drink with 60 milliliters of lemon juice. Lemon juice.
Okay. We're making how many at the moment? Three?
We are making three cocktails.
Okay, cool. Just so we know what the ratios are going on here.
So we're going to add the 30 mils of, again, lemon juice, 45 mils of the Amaro. Mm-hmm. And we are going to add... around 10 mils of a Koji coconut orgette. You'll be like, what the fuck is that?
Orgette
is...
Or I'm like, hook it to my veins, give me that coconut stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to smell that too, mate, I'm sorry.
That's all right, that's all part of the thing.
That's what John would want. John's on the couch right now, probably with the sniffles, listening into 95 BFM. G'day, John, how are you, mate? Smells like coconut, hard out.
Like, so, orgette, it was...
A little bit, what do you call that? Marzipan?
So this is almonds. Is an almond and coconut syrup. And after that, we infuse it with a touch of koji, which is the fungus to make sake, rice wine.
Wow.
So that will add a little bit of more yeasty sort of, and a little bit of more funk and some salt as well.
Yeah, nice, bro.
And that's pretty much it. And we're going to shake it.
In a Boston? Keeping it Boston.
Look at these ice, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
So it's like he's put in Twin Tower ice cubes that are definitely coming down.
Yes.
It's been long enough. Don't look at me like that.
It's been long enough.
Yes. Yeah. This ice has been, we usually source it from a company called Ice Creation.
Actually, that's important because that's another thing that John likes. He likes to talk about the ice. So you get the ice delivered in?
Yeah, we usually get delivered in. We don't have much space in Madame George to make our own ice. We tried it, but it's not sustainable.
But that looks fancy. It looks like it comes in one big block and someone chisels it off when you need it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they do it for us.
Yeah.
So
they're cool because they're a small company, like a family-owned company.
So they're trying to help us. We help them, and everyone is happy.
Yeah, that's good. It's good.
They're basically because ice is like a weird thing, like that double freezing thing to get it like really buzzy and clear and all that stuff.
That's the whole thing.
So they cut clear
ice. Oh shit! So he's putting a long stick of ice, probably about a fist and a bit, in a long sort of in a tall glass, like I said. Okay, that's okay.
So if you took an ice cube and extruded it until it's like, it's at about 6 inches long?
Yeah, that's weird.
A beautiful clear piece too.
Okay, I'm excited.
In this case, you want to control the dilution. You know that this is not going to give you a watery drink in 15 minutes.
I'm looking forward to seeing the liquid pour on top of the ice cube.
I know, I'm looking forward to trying it. Can we mention that tonight we have first Thursday on camera.
Oh, of course.
It's going to be going off.
And when we're looking for a name for this cocktail as well, if anybody wants to text in 5395, let us know what you call this cocktail. 5395 is the text line.
We're very shit with names.
Oh shit, it's coming out. Man, it almost looks chocolatey. What's going on here?
So also with the ice, the big chunk of ice, you have a different sort of like aeration of the drink, so it looks more creamy.
Yo,
look at that. It's coffee.
Yo, that looks mad. It's got a fuzzy little head on it, by the way.
And to finish it up, we are topping with
it's kind of an Easter Island vibe at the moment. The ice cubes are sort of poking up through the land, but we know that there's more underneath. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're topping it up with some ginger beer, just to give a little bit of a
cap
ice. Zingy zing.
Yeah, now it looks like a fucking old, like a Kilkenny.
It does.
It's like a nitro tap thing. And on top, what we do in Madame George as well, we try to focus a lot on the sustainability.
Good one.
In this case, we are recycling the almonds and the coconut from the syrup and the input in dehydrator to make like a sort of little fun biscuit that you can.
I feel like the almond syrup is going to be, that's going to be shine through here, and I'm excited to see how this all works out.
It's just very fun. Tonight, what we're having, barbecue.
So we have the anticuchos.
Someone's texted in saying, make sure Stapp doesn't spill booze all over the desk like in 04.
Why are they bringing up old shit, Chris? That doesn't seem fair.
I don't remember this. I don't remember anything.
Oh man, it's bubbling. Like, it looks like a sort of a caramel bubble going on here right now. It's really settled down.
Here we go, and Pablo's gonna add the garnish on top.
That ginger beer is fancy ginger beer as well. I know, I've seen that before, that ginger beer.
And the idea is that you can eat this and dunk it on the drink as well.
Okay, while we're wrapping our lips around it, Andrea, why don't you recap as to what's in this drink, and then people can perhaps get their head around naming it.
Okay, so we have Cina, which is an Amaro, so Italian bitter liqueur based with artichoke. We have fresh lemon juice. We have a koji coconut orgette, so nut syrup, and ginger beer.
I can confidently say I've never had this drink before in my life. That's a good
How
thing.
How is it though?
That's fantastic. It's really
fantastic.
Good. Yeah. Oh, the spice of that ginger beer is like...
It's not like an old cool story, bro.
No.
Yeah, right.
Nah, man, I'm constantly blown away by Cocktail Corner, especially these K Road editions. It's a strong area to go for a drop, no doubt. Okay, how do we? What's this little snack that I've got as well?
So this is our wastage from the syrup.
So once you
mix the almonds, so what we do, we blanch the almonds overnight in water. So it kind of like releases all the sort of starchy bits. And after that, we blend it with water and coconut. So we have, at the end, all this like bits of almonds. And coconut, instead of chucking it, we just put in the dehydrator for like overnight.
It's delicious.
And it becomes like a little biscuit.
It's so good.
You can put in your coffee.
I like a drink where I get a little snack as well.
Yeah.
I do like that, you know, like, why not?
It's the whole point. Why not? What's up?
Trying to do our thing for the environment, you know.
Yeah, no, good for you. Good for everyone.
No straws.
Well, I do have a few prizes up for grabs if people want to let us know what this drink might be called. What did you guys flirt with the idea at all? What do people say if they go to Ben George tonight? What do they say?
Give me one. The Chinar drink. They'll probably say it wrong on the cigar.
No, people get stuff wrong all the time. It's true. It's really true.
But we're here to like teach them the right way.
That's right. What's going on, Madam George? Are you guys obviously open for First Thursdays and just enjoying?
Yeah. So we're going to be doing anticuchos, which are the traditional Peruvian skewers. Wow. So cook on the charcoal grill. Go for the scallops, they're amazing. They're served with a rocoto mayo, like a spicy mayo. So good.
That sounds fantastic.
Or the traditional one, which is scary. Marinated beef heart, just saying it.
Andrea, Pablo, whatever this drink's called, it's absolutely delicious. Thank you so much. Thank you to Madam George, of course.
Thank you so much, guys.
Pleasure. It's good to be here. It's good to see you guys.
Kia ora, bro. What a treat.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.